Welcome to another Friday podcast, lockdown style.
And I'll lift everyone's spirits with a fruity Friday joke.
Yeah, not sure about that. But something that'll give the family a laugh as we delve back into the Rush Hour vault and replay one of our favourite ever moments.
But now, Jimmy, let's talk about our fun time. Gee, we had some fun on the footy show. Wow, we just sit back and reminisce.
People ask me a lot of the time about the old footy show days, and they say to me, "What have you got one thing that happened beyond any others during the 11 years you did that show that you remember and makes you giggle more than any other?" And I say, yes.
What was it, Jim?
I have.
What is it, my friend?
We did a grand final footy show.
Where?
At Rod Laver Arena.
How big was that?
14,000 people.
Yep.
And so when you have a big sort of stage production show like that, Rabbits Bartholomew,
yes,
it's important you get off to a good start.
Yeah.
So it's important your first gag really flies.
Well, as Bill says, start well and you'll end well.
No, you've got to start well.
You got to. So we go, okay, how we did it. So we always did the production piece, which was magnificent.
Yes.
The songs and all the rest
music.
Of it. So that got the house really rocking. Then out we all came and there were bloody fireworks and all of that. And we hit the stage and that's all good.
Yeah.
Gary and myself, of course, and then there's the old enforcer, and you want your panel, your first panel, to really resonate.
Oh, no.
So I reckon Swanee was there at that stage, the Brownlow medalist. Yeah. I can't remember who. It might have been Crawford.
Crawford's
who
Johnny
else was there? And then making a big entrance at the end of the first panel was old Fat. Anyway, 14,000 people on the edge of their seats.
Rod Laver.
Out comes Fat. I can't remember what the reason was, but during the week, the production meeting, Fat goes, "I've got an idea."
Fat didn't say this.
"I've got an idea.
I got tired.
I reckon if we get this great big huge fan, like an industrial size, like a 10-foot fan, and it nearly blows me off the stage with whatever the hell I've got on." Anyway, as he's saying that, Sam and I are sitting in the same production meeting going, I can't really see that working.
No.
I don't see how that's going to work, how it's going to look good.
Big fan.
Bill's like, "Don't worry, trust me, I'll hit the stage. This fan will nearly push me off the stage. Oh, the Jim. Noise, the..."
Jim.
So we do all of the setup perfectly. Yeah. Couldn't have got underway better.
Away.
Out comes Fat.
And the fan.
The fan, I don't reckon the blades actually went the whole way around.
It's like a fan you'd have at home.
A Bill.
You buy down at Kmart for $20.
You could have walked through that fan. It did not blow one bit of wind at you or anything else.
Well, it kept my hair on. So,
but Fat standing there.
And I'm standing there going,
looking
Bill,
at the
what are you doing? Now, let me just correct you a bit.
So we helped you out.
Yeah, you're great. Going well, Fat. Going well. Did you fly?
How's this fan gag going, Fat?
No, I got told as I arrived at Rod Laver, "We got a good gag.
Yeah.
Come out and have a look." So they had a fan there. They turned it on and there was a bit of fan, whatever, breeze, bit of breeze. So I thought, oh, yeah. And they said, when we're on live, we'll
proper,
turn it right up.
Right up.
Turn it right up.
Crank it up.
Because I think they wanted me cheeks to, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a dog out the window.
You might
or
have your stupid cat suit on or something.
Yeah,
it was one of those sort of visual jobs.
So I thought, oh, yeah, didn't think about it, which you should when something like that's very important. It. Everyone's watching you.
Well, the whole world's watching.
And we're away, and I remember standing there, and they turned it up, and there was just no wind. There was no wind.
It wasn't even rotating.
And I'm standing there going, "Don't get out of here, Jesus.
What
are you doing?"
The show relied on your gag. And
it's
I'm sitting there, and I reckon I had some wee-wees coming out of That's how much I was laughing. It was the funniest thing
and
ever.
And it's hard to come back from that.
No, that was you for
that
the show.
Flat.
You were done.
Bang. Fat was flat.
No, you were.
Oh, I couldn't come back because it just didn't work. No. Not my fault.
No, it was your fault.
Producer's fault. I think it was Rob.
You're standing a couple of metres away and we just started piling
great.
In here.
Go well,
Fat. This is good.
I saved you one of those grand final shows. You never actually thanked me
What'd
for this,
do?
Jim. Remember we had to give away a car or something and you had to read out the people, someone in the crowd.
Yes.
And I remember this is on air.
Yes.
Because it was a very good prize.
It was a great prize.
So you said the row that starts with 9810 to 9820 stand up. And I'm standing behind you. And anyway, they all stood up And then you actually, and then I had to correct you because you said the wrong number on your bit of paper.
Don't reckon I did.
Yes, you did. And you got it wrong. I had to correct you. And then luckily we gave the car away to the right person. Yeah. But luckily, you stuffed that up.
Luckily. But, well, the other one I loved was before I actually got on the show.
Oh.
What? And that's when you did the full Monty.
Oh, Jim.
To start the grand final footy show, you're nude.
Well,
I wouldn't have done that.
We did the dance, but we're supposed to keep this G banger on, Jim, the G string. But I was with, your hat on. So have a listen who I'm with, right? I'm with Dermot.
Yep.
Roland.
Himself.
Roland Rocchitelli.
Yes.
Good and man. And someone
the
else. Oh, Sam, who loved taking his gear off. So the four of us, right? So we go down, take off the dressing gown, we've got a G string on, and we stand there with our arms out, right? Anyway. The last little bit we do before we go on the show, Dermot or Roland or Sam, one of them said, we're going to take it all off. So pull your G-string. It's a little side thing. And you take your gear off and stand there, Jim.
It's true.
This is true. No. And I'm going, no.
At the end of the runway, 14,000 people.
That's right. Dermot didn't care. Roland didn't care. Sam didn't care. But old Fat's up the end. So we do it all. They take it off. I look across, so I take mine off. I'm standing there completely nude. The only person I look down, I see, is Ed's wife.
Carla.
Carla Maguire. Right there. Poor old Carla's looking
Carla's
at me.
Carla's having a cop that.
And she goes, I know she was impressed.
No,
but,
she wasn't.
Mate,
she was not.
She's the only one I could see.
Poor Carla.
We are stark naked until someone threw us a dressing gown and we quickly wrapped ourselves up.
It was appalling.
That was.
So you've got two of the biggest shows that this city's ever seen off to the worst possible start.
Well, that was quite a good start. Everyone was all pumped after that, Jim. Were they up and about?
I don't think they were, especially after what we saw in Munich. Knew that there was no joy there. You had to be where Carla was to get the line of sight on anything.
Poor old Carla. I apologise to poor old Carla. But they were big shows. We miss them, weren't they? Big shows.
They were. They were stressful shows.
They were. But the bands and that, how big?
Kiss.
That was
a studio show.
No, that was
that wasn't a grand final.
Speaking of,
show.
Thank you, Jim. Speaking of stuff,
they were on a couple of times.
It is quite amazing.
Here we go.
To have an act of this size live on the Footy Show. I mentioned at the start of the show, 90 million albums
to the craft.
Worldwide. For this band, they got us off to a cracking start.
Of course they did.
And they're back with a song that was number one right around the world. Put your hands together for Chris.
Kiss, I said.
It was made for
Chris.
Kiss.
Number one. Sold millions of records around the world. Put your hands together for Chris.
Kiss, I said, you idiot.
Kiss. How could you say Chris, you fools?
You idiot. So they did a couple of grand final footy shows. I reckon they did two.
Yeah.
Brian Adams, people like that. I mean, it's magnificent. The Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
Massive, big band.
A lot of them loved the footy too, didn't they?
Great.
They were in for a chat.
Really cool.
They were good days, though.
All right, Fat. Well, we're just stared down memory lane. But anyway, all I wanted to point out is the fact fan. That two... Of the shows that we did, you couldn't have got us off to a worse start.
Actually, I've forgotten about the fan.
Yeah.
I got a thing about fans now.
It's a rush hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best...
All right.
Best teeth in, please.
What we're going to do right here is go back. The Rush Hour's Friday Flashback.
We did step back in time.
April 8, 2015.
The hardest English words to say.
Oh, no.
Top 10. So what I thought we'd do with these hardest English words is just get you to wander down the list and see how we go. Are you not allowed to clap?
No, that's...
I started clapping. Look at this.
Who told us? Rebecca Judd told me to do that. Remember, Jim, when you can't... Worcestershire.
What?
Worcestershire.
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 Righto, next one.
Specific.
Oh, that's all right.
There you go.
Well done.
Squirrel. That's easy to say.
Squirrel.
Brewery. Does your dad own a brewery?
Yes.
Or would you like to show them to me?
Next one, Bill.
Phenomenon. 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 Derby? What's that? Derby's easy to say.
Derby is how it's pronounced.
Oh, you're WA. Regularly? I go regularly. Regularly. Yeah. February? edited and higher. Hair.
Yeah. Is it hair? All right, Bill.
They're not too bad.
Can we go back to number five again? That was the best. Number five.
Phenomenon. Phenomenon. There.
Phenomenon. It's an M, Bill. Phenomenon.
Well, it's not. It's a stupid bloody word. That's what it is.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M Rush Hour's Fruity Friday podcast on the Listener app just to get you through your first day of lockdown.
Oh, my God. I've already had enough. And I've had enough of you too.
Same.
So you can bugger off down to Geelong and broadcast all next week. It's the only bonus of being locked down. You'll be on Zoom
and my skinny Zoom.
Stupid skinny window and your bloody fuzzy lens.
Meals.
Yeah, your meals halfway through the
show.
I'm going
to bring in the meal of the day.
Are you?
Every day and just eat in front of you, Jim.
Well, it looks like you've been doing that for the last 5 years. All right, fruity joke.
Yes. Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose. Oh! Yes, indeed, Jim. Well, this is not real fruity. It's just a bit out there.
Right.
We apologise to everyone.
Oh, you're apologising in advance of telling the joke.
Exactly. And if we've missed you, don't worry. We'll get you at some stage. But a man and his ever-nagging wife went on vacation to Jerusalem, Jim.
Oh, I see.
Nice trip. While they were there, the wife passes away. Very unfortunate. The undertaker told the husband, you can have her shipped home for $5,000 or you can bury her here, right here, for $150. The man thought about it and told him he would have her shipped home. The undertaker said, what? Why would you spend $5,000 to ship your wife home when it would be wonderful to have her buried here and it only costs $150? The man replied, well, a long time ago, a man died here, was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. I just can't take that chance.
Biblical. Going biblical with the fruity joke.
Jerusalem.
Cool. Yeah.
And the three wise men.
No, I'm aware of the whole
just couldn't.
The manger.
They went to do that in Adelaide, and they couldn't find three wise men.
He's tipped it again.
Just
have
a little.
Nothing going on.
Guess what else? They couldn't find a virgin.
Enough.
Right, and the girls, there'd be a few around, wouldn't there?
Yeah, right.
With the snake, the.
What
happened to him?